come on, come on.
Yeah, I'll beat the best.
Yeah, I'll beat the best.
Do you want to beat the best?
I can beat the best. I can definitely beat the best.
It's time to beat the best.
Break out the fine china, chill the lemonade, tie yellow ribbon around the old oak tree.
Brought to you by Bumpy's Tex-Mex Grill and Cantina on Bowman Curve. Open 7 days a week. Now it's time to beat the Baz. Here's Tommy Smith and David Basil.
And we are here for Beat the Baz, 433-1037. Hot sauce, you want to play?
Sir, I've been banned from playing Beat the Baz. You told me that if I promised never to play again, you would give me the prize.
Son, sir.
Is it good morning, son, sir.
You're bad? What is, son, sir?
Apparently, so sir, I'm that bad.
You're terrible.
That's according to you, sir.
There's the play I was talking about. Son, sir, I would heed my own advice. Just remain calm, and if you have a question for Mr. Jones, go ahead.
Son, sir, I do indeed. Bless my poor little mother's heart. We had a discussion last night about the miracle on Markham. I say the miracle on Markham is Jones to Birmingham. Bless my mother's little heart. She says that it's one of the dicks to Leonard Crawford. Now, we agreed that whatever Mr. Son Sir Smith said would be according and accurate. So, could you go ahead and confirm my suspicion, Son Sir?
The sequel's never as good, right?
The original Sun Sir says that it is the Matt Jones thing because, ironically, there were 27,000 people left in the stands, and there are 800,000 people who swore they were there.
And the original was to get a share of the SEC West title.
That's
and
true.
The second one was to go 5-7.
That's true.
And the original one inspired the song On Markham.
That's right. So there you go. Yeah. Song inspiration always tops that. All right, Sean, you want to play?
Oh, there you go. No, I don't want to play.
Well, what you need to do then is just hang the phone up and remain calm.
You got them scared, man.
No, that's how they want to talk to you, buddy.
George.
Yeah, I'm here.
You want to play?
I'll play.
All right.
Matt, you get to have, if you just shout out either the name of the artist or the song title.
I want to make sure that you can hear the music, caller, so I'll just throw something out. This doesn't count. Can you hear the music?
I can hear it.
Okay. Now we will begin, and David, don't cheat. We will start out with song number one. Matt can help the caller. This is song number one in Beat the Baz today.
Mr. Jones.
No.
Mrs. Jones.
Me and Mrs. Jones.
You got it.
Oh.
It is me and Mrs. Jones. That makes the score one to nothing.
That's the dust.
After this, I'll need help.
We'll see if Matt knows.
That's not my genre. Right?
Yeah.
There we go. Mr. Jones, Counting Crows.
You got it.
Wow, Matt Jones.
I've seen him live.
He plays Beat the Bass like he played quarterback.
Wow.
Just believe.
Yeah, easy. Two zip.
One of my favorite bands.
Is it two zip?
Two zip.
It's two.
Howard Jones?
Who?
Howard Jones.
Did you say Howard Jones?
Yes.
That's the dumbest answer I've ever heard.
Whoa Chung or Kung Chung.
Having fun tonight.
Nope.
Have fun tonight.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, go ahead. Uh-huh. I'll see you. I'll see you, Trinity.
There we go. What? I'm saying Wang Chang.
No, you're close.
Wang Chung.
Tonight or Chung or something.
Chung Wong.
You're close. No, he's off. He's screwing you up. He's going Chung tonight. He's stereotyping.
Everybody bang Chung tonight.
I got the bus. Still 2-0.
All right. This is gonna make
good though. Wang Chung. I like Wang Chung.
What's the name of that restaurant right down there on the Shackleford? What is that?
Yeah.
Fung.
All right, I predict Matt will get this within 5 seconds.
Okay. Call me. Kaylee Jessup.
What'd you say the name was?
Call me.
Call me maybe.
Call me maybe.
Oh,
got
mother
it.
Mother sucker.
What? What did you say?
I said mother sucker.
No, I'm Touchdown Arkansas.
I've never heard that song before.
Yes, you have, man. Oh, yeah. Listen to it.
I didn't either until you hear
Matt,
the hook.
Listen to
when
this.
You hear the hook.
Listen. Yes, you have.
You'll hear it.
Yeah,
right, me too.
Wow.
Here we go.
I listen to classic
We're going to make a video with it.
Get close to the mic.
I listen to classic rock mainly and stuff. I'm not really.
Maybe he doesn't.
Oh, you listen to classic
rock.
You listen to classic
rock. I'm getting skunked.
The Sirius XM classic
rock. Sure, sure. Or our sister station, The Point. Yes. You can do that. Absolutely.
And I like 105.1 The Wolf.
You do? That's country music. You're a truck driver.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
You might try Heartbeat.
What's the score?
3-0.
It is 3-0.
Terrible. 18-0 yet.
Yep.
Matt, that was for you.
3-1.
Well, I knew it.
Comeback.
Well, you got to say
the caller. I was waiting.
You're helping. You got to help it.
3-1.
Attaboy. He just laid back.
3-1.
Calm down. That's a good boy.
All right, let's see if this one rings a bell.
Doobie Brothers.
I think Basil, I asked him. Basil got by a hair.
3-2.
3-2.
Coming back. First to four wins, Matt. One more gets to win for the caller.
Matt's digging it. Oh, God.
Bruce Hornsby.
Ah,
and the rain. You want it?
That's not it.
Oh. You know it?
I
know
it.
I don't try.
Okay. I'm so mad at myself.
Don Henley.
That's it.
Oh, my.
I know a cheater when I say that.
He scrambled around the pocket and he's got better eyesight than you do,
that's
buddy.
That's right, George.
George,
that's
George right. What radio station has Matt Jones and just made you a winner?
103.7 The Buzz, baby.
Thanks, right, thanks, Bumpy's Tex-Mex for sponsoring Beat the Bass.
Yeah, George, thanks a lot. And you can calmly ride off into the sunset.
Calmly.
So you see what excitement Basil gets into on that.
I know the first four people, they were scared of him. Yeah. He's got a good record.
What do you think of your first time on the show?
Oh, it was awesome. You guys are great.
We're
going to have a fun year.
Yeah, we are. We are. We'll get to talk a little more football next week. It'll be all yours Wednesday. And we'll get into records and all that kind of stuff.
We're going to have to hang, too. I can see us just needing to hang.
Yeah, there we go.
That's what we need to do.
Listen, we want you on our golf team.
You know what he could call you? It'd be appropriate. Tattoo.
Are you playing on the Paul Hills tournament next Friday, by the way?
We
need to get you in that. We need to get you in that. It's next Friday.
PaulHills.org.
PaulHills.org. And it's next Friday. We need some teams. It's only $100 a player.
And we're doing our show there.
Yeah, we're doing our show. And you maybe make a celebrity appearance and play with the team if you have time. It's
yeah.
A Friday before the Little Rock game.
Anything Crazy for Paul Hills, we always say.
Yeah, Paul Hills.
Get Rodney and whoever all
we'll
your
get
posse
Rodney.
Is.
Rodney called in. We'll get a team.
Keith and Service Company Live Fan Feedback. Anthony and Brian says, I played golf with Matt, and he will not be able to help unless you play some Marilyn Manson or something along those lines. Is that right?
I'm not really a Manson guy, but I listen to him back in the dark days.
Dang it, bro. Dang it. Okay.
Thanks, Matt. Great job.
Well, for your first time, you did mighty fine, number 9.
Very nice.
He won't be in the market long. He'll be driving around the back of a limo and Bristol, Connecticut, someplace like that. We'll be back and finish the fourth quarter right after this.
Take him on.